Okay, welcome to Bhakti Sangam Japashet conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhu on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 24 and verse number 176 onward. So are you there, Prabhuji? Ram Giridhari Prabhuji, are you on the call?
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, please take the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृता मध्य लीला चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 176 एंड दिस चैप्टर टॉक्स अबाउट the Atma Ramasya Munayo verse, and Mahaprabhu is talking to Sanatana Goswami. Excuse me, somebody is trying to call me. Let me. Hello.
Hello.
So Mahaprabhu is talking to Sanatana Goswami and going to the details of the Siddhanta. He is giving 64 different explanations to these shloka. So we are going to see a portion of them, and it's very interesting to see how Mahaprabhu has dissected into the depth of this particular shloka with a purpose to enlighten monists specifically, because they are the ones who are not so much appreciating the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. And they are always talking about how Krishna is not formless, or they have their own interpretation about it. So we are discussing verse number 176, which is also referring to a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will read that verse. But before reading that verse, I would like to give a context in which Mahaprabhu is taking us. So Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami through the verse from 172 onwards. So Mahaprabhu was explaining how devotional perfection is very difficult to attain for two reasons. So Mahaprabhu says why devotional perfection is difficult to attain. He says, first, unless one is attached to Krishna, he cannot attain devotional perfection, even if he renders devotional service for a long time. Second, Krishna does not easily deliver perfection in devotional service. So, while he's explaining this, he is going over the details of the shloka. So, we will read this shloka and go further dissecting to this. प्राय बताम्ब मुनयो विहगावनेस्मिन् कृष्णे क्षितं तद् उदितं कलवेणु घीतं आरुह्यये ध्रूम भुजान् रुचिर प्रवालान् शृण्वन्ति मीलित दृशो विगतान्यवाचः. ट्रांसलेशन. माय डियर मदर, इन दिस फॉरेस्ट ऑल द बर्ड्स आफ्टर राइजिंग on the beautiful branches of the trees, or closing their eyes, and not being attracted by any other sound, or simply listening to the vibration of Krishna's flute. Such birds must be on the same level as great saints. So, we are going to read this particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, what Prabhupada is explaining. That Bhagavatam verse that is referred in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the purport that this quotation is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.14. This statement was made by the gopis who were lamenting in separation from Krishna and studying how the inhabitants of Vrindavana were enjoying life like saintly persons. I will read that verse purport from Srimad Bhagavatam. The birds resemble sages because they live in the forest, keep their eyes closed, observe silence, and remain motionless. Significantly, it is stated here that even great sages become maddened by the sound of Krishna's flute, which is a completely spiritual vibration. The word Ruchira Pravalan indicates that even the branches of the trees are transformed in ecstasy when struck by the vibration of Krishna's flute song. Indra, Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, being primordial gods, travel throughout the universe and have extensive knowledge of the science of music. And yet, even these great personalities have never heard or composed music like that which emanates from Krishna's flute. Indeed, the birds are so moved by the blissful sound that in their ecstasy they close their eyes and cling to the branches to avoid falling off the trees. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura explains that the gopis would sometimes address each other as Amba, mother. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine, namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarine, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Prayo Bhatamba Vihaga Munayo Vanesmin, Krishne Kshitam Tad Uditam Kalavenu Gheetam, Aruhya Yedruma Bhujan Ruchira Pravalan, Shrinvanti Militat Drisho, Vigatanya Vachaha. O mother, in this forest, all the birds have risen onto the beautiful branches of the trees to see Krishna. With closed eyes, they are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of his flute, and they are not attracted by any other sound. Surely these birds are on the same level as the great sages. This is a very interesting part of the Siddhanta, where Mahaprabhu is referring to the level of devotion, characteristics of devotion, as well as the mood of a devotee. As we always discuss, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study. So when we all first come to Krishna consciousness, we are giving importance to some aspects of Krishna consciousness. Say, for example, we are making chanting as a routine. Then we are slowly increasing and to add, say that I will do Ekadashi Vrita. Then we slowly increase up to the level saying that I will also offer. Then slowly, slowly we raise up our consciousness and we are only making some aspect of our life Krishna conscious. But then what happens when we are getting into the serious business of Krishna consciousness, it is extremely important for us to get into the final nuances, nitty-gritties of Krishna consciousness. When we talk about postgraduate study, this cannot be some superficial understanding. It cannot be even deeper understanding. It has to be thorough, thoughtful, and a life of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, when he preached in the Western world, his original focus was to spread Krishna consciousness. Then slowly, when the movement was spreading, slowly when people were accepting to Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada went on to insist how the quality of Krishna consciousness becomes important. Initially, Prabhupada's mood was spread to go to as many places as possible and try to attract many, many souls to this Krishna consciousness movement. But then as the movement grew, Srila Prabhupada's focus was to somehow get the qualities needed for being a devotee. And that's when Srila Prabhupada started to say that if we go on adding water to the milk, a point in time we will reach where the milk won't be called milk, it will only be water. So Srila Prabhupada has got a very famous quote where he says that we need to boil the milk and go on boiling to an extent that the milk becomes tasty and the content is rich. So the message that we all need to derive when we are students of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is about how are we giving importance to the finer details of Krishna consciousness? If you are not giving finer details of Krishna consciousness, we are only giving only important details, then we remain as Kanishtha or even to a level of Madhyama. But we need to go back home, back to Godhead, and for us to go back to Godhead, we need to somewhere grow up, get more focused, and get absolutely serious, and then we will be able to book our place to go to spiritual world. So in our discussions today, we are going to have some sets of reflections. And through these reflections, we are going to churn this particular shloka. The first and foremost here is the comparison given by gopis. This verse is spoken between two gopis. And they are saying how the birds being attracted to the flute sound of Krishna, and just because the birds did not want to get distracted, did not want to change the focus, change the attention from Krishna, they are closing their eyes, not to get carried away by the distractions of the wonderful, you know, arrangement of the forest. The birds are closing their eyes, observing silence, remain motionless. So we are going to discuss about these three aspects as a first reflection. In our devotional life, what it means to be closing eyes, what it means to be observing silence, and what it means motionless. Because when we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, somebody or somewhere or somehow, we need to find our roots, go to the foundation, and reiterate to ourselves on a regular basis. If we analyze the conversation between Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are going to the so much finer details, aspects of Krishna consciousness. At some point in time for us, we may feel that we are bombarded with the same point. But according to psychology, when a point or when a philosophy or when a statement is made for the first time, we only hear them. When we make the same statement second time, we still only hear them, nothing happens beyond that. But when we go on repeating the statements again and again, I am talking about gross statements, not even Krishna consciousness, we get conditioned to that statement, and from ears to brain, and from brain to heart, and from heart to action, it gets developed. In Krishna consciousness context, this remains same. When you hear from a bona fide source, because our heart is dirty, because our consciousness is not focused, we hear them after a couple of times. Because we heard, we get purified. It goes to our head, so it becomes knowledge. And when from head, it goes to our heart, that time it will become vijnana, applied knowledge. And when our knowledge goes to the heart, and when it is very seriously registered in our heart, that's when we get vairagya, courage to practice Krishna consciousness, because we are absolutely convinced. Suppose, for example, I am going to make a statement that tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, whoever comes, the first 15 people in the queue standing in front of Bank of America will be given 5 gold coins each. And I make this statement only once. I'm sure that if 20 people are listening to this class, for sure, those who are people like me will definitely know, note the timings, note the details, what I said, and make it at 8 o'clock in the morning in front of the Bank of America specified branch, because I heard it attentively. And I make the next statement that if we go at 12 noon to the temple, we are going to be blessed with the wonderful association of a self-realized soul by hearing his Bhagavatam class. And I'm sure the people like me, because we were very busy in the queue collecting gold coins, which is definitely not the true statement, it was just an allurement, we get so much disappointed with that disappointing situation, we think that going to the temple would also be such a futile effort, and we don't make any endeavor. The message that I want to say here is, when we are conditioned to a particular thing, that conditioning is applied even to Krishna consciousness if we are amateurs. So hence, the science of Krishna consciousness is extremely important for us to again and again and again and again hear and assimilate. Even though the subject matter remains same, the impact of the subject matter upon us varies. What I heard for the first time, the same content. What I heard for the second time, the same content. What I'm hearing for the fifth time, the 50th time, it has got a different impact. 3 years before, we had GBC meetings in Radha Rasabihari temple. So on the day one, it was a day dedicated to giving importance of reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because at the GBC level, there was a big question mark, concern raised, that are our own devotees in our own movement reading Srila Prabhupada's books enough? So during that meeting, His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj was given a special standing ovation. He was very nicely appreciated. The reason it was done, because His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj has studied Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita 125 times. So when somebody, this is not just reading for the sake of it, this is called being completely involved, understanding that every word Krishna spoke is actually non-different from Krishna. So from the point of time of being a surface scratcher, just scratching on the surface, to the point of thoughtfully associating, to the point of deeply getting involved, to the point of surrendering ourselves and making it as a lifestyle, we need to have some character. So over here, the context is, as we just read before the reading of this verse, where Mahaprabhu is referring Krishna's statement, where Krishna says, this devotional service is not an easy agenda for anyone. And Krishna is giving two reasons. Reason number one Krishna is giving is that unless one is attached to Krishna, devotional service is not easy. So attachment to Krishna itself is a big agenda, because we are attached to ourselves. We love ourselves. We love our body. We love our things. We love our extended family. So long as we have this attachment towards these things, we will not be able to develop attachment to Krishna. And second reason Krishna says, even if you are attached, for Krishna to give himself to you, he puts you through different stages and processes. So hence, in the next 30-40 minutes, we will try to churn some aspects of Krishna consciousness to help us become a serious student and try to eventually get Krishna's attention. So the first reflection is about the three aspects that the birds have embraced as a part of hearing Krishna's flute. So in Venu Gita, there is a very wonderful description. Venu Gita is a very interesting portion in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where gopis are envying the flute. Actually, what happened was, Krishna went to the bamboo tree and told this bamboo tree, hey, can you please give up your life and help me to become a musical instrument. So the bamboo was a bit sad, saying that I can't enjoy your company. So Krishna said that if you sacrifice yourself, I will give something in return. And what did Krishna give in return? For the sacrifice that the bamboo gave, what all sacrifice the bamboo did? The bamboo allowed it to be cut. Bamboo allowed it to be, you know, gone through all the processes of, you know, making holes in the, you know, to be shaped. And in return, Krishna is constantly keeping the flute with him. So the flute of Krishna, fortune you have done, that you are able to be in the company of Krishna 24 hours. What good fortune you have done that Krishna's lips could smear you. What good fortune you have done that Krishna is so dear to you. What good fortune for us to be part of such a privilege. So, in this Venu Gita, gopis are glorifying, gopis are appreciating, gopis are telling that when will that day be mine? Sedinamar aparadha guchi sudana meruchi kripa bolehabe hrudaye sanchar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Kabe habe bolo se din amar. When will the day be mine? Where? Aparada guchi. Without any aparad. Sudana me ruchi. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sudana. Kripa bole habe hrudaye sanchar. My heart is filled with Sudana without any aparad. When will that day be mine? Trunadi kahina kabe nije mani sahishnuta guna hridaye che ani. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing further and going on making requests, going on making questions, going on asking, when will that day be mine? When will that day be mine? When I will be able to chant Gauranga Nityananda? When will the day be mine? When I will be able to travel around in the, Navadvip? When will the day be mine? When I will be able to, you know, appreciate? So it is very important for us to get into such a contemplation mode. So the three aspects that the birds have observed, by closing their eyes, by observing silence, and remain motionless, happens to be a very important component in our own devotional life. Now my reflection is, closing the eyes tells what? Closing the eyes tells, Vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekeha kurunandana bahushakahi anantasya buddhayo vyavasayinam. If somebody is interested in practicing Krishna consciousness, we need to be single-pointedly focused. So, by closing their eyes, they are tuning their ears to the sound vibration of Krishna's flute, so they are able to single-pointedly focus. They are able to single-pointedly be attentive to the sound vibration coming from the lips of the Supreme Lord. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, maybe text somewhere between 60 and 66, One purport Prabhupada writes, unless and otherwise, every sense of ours is fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, we will have to struggle in this material world. I'm just paraphrasing. Every single sense of ours should be engaged in Krishna's service. Then only we will be able to make progress in Krishna consciousness. If any one of the senses is not engaged in Krishna's service, it is like we are anchoring the boat and trying to row the boat. If the boat is anchored, even if the person is rowing the boat whole night, the boat won't move anywhere. Similarly, even if one of the senses is not engaged properly, then what happens? That sense will drag all the other senses towards sense gratification, and hence we need to close all our senses and focus them single-pointedly to one single agenda, which is Hari Katha, Hari Smaran, Hari Naam. So anything to do with Krishna should be the focus of our senses. So eyes closed in our context, because we cannot close our eyes. We are not, so-called, typically in a temple worship, deity worship, we are supposed to see the form of the Lord. That is one of the 64 angas of devotional service. So we cannot go in front of the Lord and close our eyes. We are supposed to stand in front of the Lord and close the senses from all the other directions and focus them to one single point, which is the Supreme Lord. So eyes closed in our context is about how do we fine-tune each of our senses. How do we train our senses? How do we shape up our consciousness the way a Kshatriya is trained? Arjuna was trained, Karna was trained by, great experts. Where Arjuna, during the challenge, when he was questioned, what do you see? Do you see the fish? Do you see that, the tree? Do you see, what do you see? Arjuna said, all I see is the eyes of the fish which is moving. Nothing else I see. So that is called perfection. So here, in our own context of Krishna consciousness, we as sadhakas, as Prabhupada writes, the birds resemble sages, because they live in their forest, keep their eyes closed. So keeping their eyes closed, in the sense they are focusing their attention single-pointedly for only one thing, which is to get Krishna's darshan. Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavanam. Excuse me. So, koti satavatsara sampragamyo, tens and thousands of years, these munis, they are focusing on one single agenda, which is to take the darshan of the tip of the toe of the Lord for one second. For that, they do meditation for tens and thousands of years. The Prabhupada says, because of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are bestowed with such an opportunity just by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the association of devotees, we will be able to get the same perfection. We will be able to fine-tune our senses. We will be able to be single-pointedly focused. The second aspect of observed silence. How can we be preachers and observe silence? What does this observed silence mean? Observed silence means not talking prajalpa. Because Today morning, I was speaking in the Bhagavatam class. I'm right now in Sweden, in New Radhakund Dham. This is the headquarters of North European BBT. So we had a good fortune to be, speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam this morning in the temple over here. So we were discussing how in our whole lifespan, if somebody is going to live for 80 years, 70 years, Prahlad Maharaj says, one of the Alvar of South Indian Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, he says, if you calculate the amount of years somebody live by normal calculation, I'm not talking about devotees, generally, 50% of our time goes in sleeping, in sleep. 10% of our time goes in childhood activities, just playing with toys and doing all sort of naughty things. 10% of our time goes in disease condition. And 10%, bare minimum of 10% is spent for prajalpa. So what is left is hardly 20%, and in that also we are busy with so many other things. So observe silence means not talking worldly matters. Gramya kata, to be avoided. Because these worldly talks are useless and this will not take us anywhere. So to avoid prajalpa, to avoid gossip, to avoid fault finding, to avoid some sort of a nonsense, conversations, is to be completely, given up. And here, observe silence. These birds, while they are very happy to chirp all the time, because birds keeping quiet is very unusual. And here, the gopis are saying, look at these birds. They're closing their eyes, as well as they're silent, simply listening in silence. So which means, this has got multiple explanations. Well, number one, if we don't speak prajalpa, and number two, when transcendental subject matter, when transcendental topics are being discussed, make sure that you give oral reception attentively. So the observing silence is extremely logical and important for us. Remain motionless. What does remain motionless in our context? Remain motionless means does not mean that I don't move anywhere. It means our hands and legs will not move. Our head will not bow down. Our eyes will not see. Our words will not speak. Our mouth will not speak. That which is not connection to Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam says, our legs are like tree trunks. If they are not walking towards the temple and place of divinity. So remaining motionless means not to visit unwanted and abominable places. Rather, it focuses on dham. Remain single-pointedly focused and not keep jumping up and down, not being loitering, not being a person who is always wavering for worldly things. So when Rupa Goswami is explaining in Nectar of Instruction, he is mentioning how are we able to single-pointedly remain focused and not get lost in all sorts of worldly things. So our reflections here is to say that for us to get into Krishna consciousness is in itself a glorious aspect. For us to be part of the Sankirtan movement is all the more a fortune. And for us in Sankirtan movement to be in the association of self-realized souls is like a cherry on the cake. You are part of the Sankirtan movement, you are in the association of the devotees, and you are able to hear and participate in Krishna consciousness program, and still, if we are not, by taking care of these three aspects, by being focused, but by not being talking prajalpa, and but not directing our senses, not directing ourselves to only holy spiritual activities, rather we let all our energy and time, we keep moving towards the place where crows go. The comparison Bhagavatam is giving is between a swan and a crow, a fly and a honeybee. Crows goes to the places where crematorium, the dead bodies, they go and eat filthy things. But swans doesn't choose filthy things. Swans choose only something very nice. So the comparison between Paramahamsas and Kali Chelas. Kali Chela means those who have been infected by Kali Purusha. Paramahamsas means those who are freed from the effects of Kali. So the difference is where are we moving? A fly goes and sits in the stool, but a honeybee only sits in, honey, does not get attracted to anything else. This is an aspect which Mahaprabhu is trying to explain for us to be serious in Krishna consciousness. So giving oral reception to the sweet vibrations of Krishna's flute, in our context, giving oral receptions to the transcendental sound vibration of self-realized souls, the transcendental sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, to the finest sense, not just a superficial sense, matters the most. The second reflection is, significantly it is stated here that even great sages become maddened by the sound of Krishna's flute, which is completely spiritual vibration. Now the question is, that in our own Krishna consciousness, how much we are captivated when we hear about Krishna consciousness message, how much we are not enthusiastic. So this is a good pariksha, good test for ourselves, that how much are we going crazy. Going crazy does not hear in the wrong sense. How much are we trying to become captivated? How much are we, trying to lose our external sense and trying to be mad in the Krishna consciousness? Mahaprabhu is to be mocked by the so-called Mayavadi Sannyasi when Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, when Prakashananda Saraswati and other assembled Mayavadi Sannyasis. They said that you are a Sannyasi, should you not be talking about the subject matter of Vedanta? So Mahaprabhu responded, saying that my spiritual master said that I am a dull-headed person, and on my own I won't be able to understand such a high subject matter. So he said that you need to go on chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then I asked him, how long should I do that? Then my spiritual master said, you should go on chanting till the point in time you are becoming mad. So are we mad in Krishna consciousness? Are we, completely losing our external senses and diving deep into the rasa of Krishna consciousness? Probably not. Because somewhere or the other, we have a restrictive thinking. Somewhere or other, we have a thinking which is bound by our external materialistic consciousness. Somewhere or the other, we are perceiving Krishna consciousness from a materialistic standpoint. Rather, from a Krishna consciousness viewpoint, we are seeing Krishna consciousness from a materialistic viewpoint. Rather than trying to implement spirituality in management, we are trying to implement management in spirituality. Rather than trying to use things to love people, we are trying to use people to love things. So we need to assess how much are we becoming mad, how much are we trying to become deeply involved, how much am I trying to become completely lost. And Bilva Mangala Thakura is explaining what it needs to be being mad. What is this, the prayer that we always chant? विक्रेतु कामा किल गोपकन्या मुरारिपादार्पितचित्तवृत्तिः दद्यादिकं मोहवसादमोचत् गोविन्द दामोदर माधवेति. These cowherd girls, they are going out to sell yogurt, butter, milk, vegetables, or whatever that is. But because they are so much in mad with Krishna consciousness, so much they are completely lost themselves in Krishna consciousness, they are not able to, you know, manage themselves. They are not in their external senses. They are just carrying in their head and going on every street, but they are shouting, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. On the contrary, what are we doing? When we are taking darshan of the Lord, we are trying to see, you see that garland? I made that. You see that boga? I cooked. You see that dress? I stitched. You see that particular thing? I donated. So we see ourselves in Krishna rather than Krishna in everything else. So we are mad after materialistic things. That is why even in Krishna, we are expecting some results as if Krishna is our order supplier. So Prabhupada says, it is that these sages, they also get mad after Krishna's flute. So are we mad after Krishna's holy name? Are we mad after Krishna's message? Are we mad after Krishna's... Oh, definitely we are mad after Krishna's prasadam to a larger extent, especially... we all would have celebrated Govardhan Puja. So sure, some attractions we have developed in terms of Krishna Prasad, but we need to extend it to all the other aspects of it. So the third reflection and the last reflection is the word Ruchira Pravalan indicates that even the branches of the trees are transformed in ecstasy when struck by the vibration of Krishna's flute song. And Prabhupada was explaining how Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, everywhere, the whole universe gets captivated. So, if animate, inanimate, both of them are captivated. It's a very nice song. Paramakaruna Pahudujana Mitai Gaurachandra Savayavatara Savayavatara Sarasiromani Kevala Anandakanda. Lochandas Thakur is singing that Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. In that he is singing how my heart is like a stone. Even the birds and beasts, they also cry when they hear the holy name of Gaura Nityananda. Deko re bhai tribhuvanenai emono doyal data pashupaki jure pashana vidare sunijar ghunagata. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within these three words, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. Why do I not? And that's the last aspect of our conversation. Is the reason we are not is because we are entrapped by sense gratification. As Mahaprabhu quoted, you know, Krishna in the verse number 173, because of we not being attached to Krishna, because devotional service is supposed to increase our attachment to Krishna, are we attached to Krishna? Are we loving Krishna? Do we have relationship with Krishna? Or are we seeing Krishna as a vastu? Are we seeing Krishna as a thing? Are we seeing Krishna as some object? If we do that, Krishna will treat us like that. For sure, we may get some sukriti for whatever is coming in contact with Krishna. But if you are talking about serious Krishna consciousness, that is why Rupa Goswami says, of the six, primary characteristics of pure devotional service. The sixth one is Krishna Akarshani. Pure devotional service attracts Krishna, but nothing else attracts Krishna. Only pure devotional service attracts Krishna. Then what is our hope, Prabhu? How can we progress in Krishna consciousness? Because till we get pure devotional service, what is that is going to attract us? A little endeavor in the path attracts Krishna's devotee. For Krishna to be attracted to us, we need to perform pure devotional service. But for a devotee to show his compassion towards us, our little Shraddha is good enough. So little Shraddha of ourselves attracts a Vaishnava to come and, you know, try on us. And if you latch on to that Vaishnava, if you cling on to his lotus feet, if you try to embrace his instruction, then for sure, pure devotional service is assured. And when pure devotional service is assured, then Krishna gets attracted. So what is difficult is made easy by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. What is difficult, which is made easy by this Parama Dayalu Vaishnavas. That is why Narottam Das Thakur is singing that Ebara Karuna Karo Vaishnava Gosai. Who in this world will be so merciful? I was rotting in a ditch, nonsense, doing nothing, useless person I was. Somebody picked me up. What qualification I have? Yogyata vichare kichu nahi boy. Tomara karuna sara. Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana na ragi toa. By my own qualification, I wouldn't have come over here. I am sure, hands down, by my own qualification, I am not a candidate for speaking Chaitanya Charitamrita. By my own qualification, I am not a candidate for any aspects of Krishna consciousness. But what makes us to do this is simply the mercy glance, merciful glance of a self-realized soul. He picked me up. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, hence, Tomara Kukur, I am your dog. So my third reflection is, for us to not get trapped, for us to eventually develop such an attraction like these birds, like these bees, like these wonderful demigods, like all the personalities, if we also need to develop some sense of attachment and affinity, then pure devotional service is a far-fetched dream for us and for me at this point in time. But at least, what instruction that were given to us, if we strictly and focusedly follow, then we have some hope. So keep up our initiation vows, follow the instructions given by our acharyas, and with all good fortune, we are blessed with living devotees around us. When some senior devotees around us trying to help us genuinely, please follow their advice and try to develop your Shraddha to the next higher level. At this point in time, we do not command any respect from, you know, the Supreme Lord. Why should Krishna give attention to us when we are not even giving 1% of attention to what Krishna wants us to do? So hence, we have to take the mercy of the Vaishnavas. We have to smear the dust of their lotus feet on our foreheads. We need to eat the remnants left by the great Vaishnavas. We need to wash their feet and drink Charanamrita. We need to hear the, you know, wonderful instructions from their lotus mouth. And we need to single pointedly, focusedly serve, keeping their mission to simply fulfill the orders of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was successful only because of that. Srila Prabhupada exactly did what his Guru Maharaj wanted. And look at what has he done. I am in a completely different part of the world, northeastern part of Europe. Over here, the wonderfully Krishna consciousness preaching, devotees are performing their efforts to publish Srila Prabhupada books, trying to pull on this movement amongst various challenges. So how is all that possible? How we were all chosen to be Krishna consciousness is some mercy of a Vaishnava. So my third reflection hence is, like, if you want to also get attracted like these birds, if you also want to get attracted to such wonderful pastimes, wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord, then we need to definitely latch on to the lotus feet of a great devotee. Then we do not have any fear of Yamaraj. Then we do not have any fear of anybody. We are simply going to be hand-picked at the end of our life, or whenever we get perfection in our pure devotional service and transported to the spiritual world. So with this, I end here. And before concluding, I would like to summarize our understanding, where we discussed that how this Krishna consciousness process is such a sublime process. How this Krishna consciousness, as Krishna explained, is not so easy, and devotional service is not, you know, given to anybody and everybody. So we need to somewhere or other fine-tune our consciousness in such a manner that we are becoming eligible, and we have wonderful opportunity available with us. So we spoke as a first reflection how by fine-tuning all our senses and make it single-pointedly focused for glorifying Krishna and Krishna's devotees, how do we control our senses by not talking prajalpa, and how do we regulate our senses by only doing, performing actions which are Krishna conscious in nature. And a second reflection we spoke were about how to get maddened in the message or the subject matter and the consciousness of the Supreme Lord message and the spiritual knowledge imparted to us. And finally, for us to get to that stage, we need to definitely know that till we reach pure devotional service, Krishna is not going to be attracted. But definitely, devotees are waiting to airlift us, to transport us, to transform us, and eventually win us to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So our only hope today is the devotees around us, the devotees with us, and Srila Prabhupada's definitely the entire parampara. And that's our hope, and hence we latch on to them and eventually develop some vairagya, some sankalpa, so that we will march past in this route and finally make it to the Supreme Lord. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charita Amrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. It was a very enlightening class, especially dissecting the verse and showing how it actually can be applied to us and how we must take lessons from these words. Thank you very much. It was a very nice, very detailed explanation on this verse. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. All the Shri Prabhupada. Any other questions or comments? If nobody has any questions or comments, I'll tell a small story and end. One time, Indradyumna Maharaj, he took a group of devotees to Varsana. I think I've shared this before, just in case for the benefit of those who have not heard this. So he took a group of devotees to Varsana, and when he went to the Varsana Darshan, he took some Babaji from some Rajvasi from the place, and all through the Varsana, wherever they all went, this Brajvasi was giving so many wonderful details, pastimes, and wonderful, you know, stories. So all the devotees, they were so happy. And finally, when they finished their parikrama, they offered their special thanks and said, my dear Baba, you know, Prabhuji, thank you so much. But we are so surprised. How come you knew so many wonderful pastimes? You know, how did you know all of them? So this Babaji had a, you know, shoulder bag. He put his hand in the shoulder bag and pulled out a Krishna book. And he said that, I have read this book 26 times. And all the pastimes that I said is there in this book. So I think I have mentioned this more than once in this forum or in many, many forums. So the reality is that we have been blessed and bestowed with a wonderful nectar. And the more we are exposing ourselves to this nectar, as I mentioned before, that Srila Prabhupada's purport, the more you churn, Srila Prabhupada's purport is like a milk ocean. The more you churn, wonderful things are coming out of the milk ocean. We get nectar, we get Dhanvantri, who's carrying the nectar. Then we also get Lakshmi, we also get Mohini Murti, the Narayana. So the message here is, when we also churn Srila Prabhupada's purport, we get nectar, wonderful nectar of the spiritual knowledge. We also get spiritual medicines to cure us from all the material, you know, ideologies. Then we get spiritual wealth, which is this wonderful realized knowledge for our practice in Krishna consciousness. And finally, when we stick on to this process, we get to reach Narayana. But then, the message is, if you misunderstand and if you do not apply, if you do not follow what Srila Prabhupada has recommended, then it is like the poison out of this churning pastime. So we need to make sure that we do not misunderstand, we do not wrongly apply or not apply, and in that case we will still remain anchored boat. Probably we'll be rowing all through our life, but we would have not made necessary progress as we would have expected of. So with that simple note, if there are no further questions, I would like to end the session. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam. Very nice in narrating the class, especially when you are explaining that gopis saying Madhava, Kesava instead of butter. Milk and butter, and Prabhuji, you sing such a nice person. Paramakaruna Bahujidana Nitair Kaurachandra. If it is possible, if there is no question, can you please sing for all of us? Then with
Okay, I mean, singing the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is never a problem. So I will sing, and I'll also send you a link. We have a published the album on only the songs of Gaur Nitai. There are 32 songs. The album's name is called Karuna Avatar. So I will send you the link. You all can download. It is available maybe in Apple Music. You all can hear them. I've sung in that album 6 songs and few other devotees have sung. But for the pleasure of our Mataji, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, I will, and also for my own purification, I'll sing this song. परम करुणा पहु दुई जना निताई गौर चंद्रा सब अवतारा सब अवतारा सरसिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंदा केवल आनंद कंदा केवल आनंद कंदा बजो बजो बाय चैतन्य निताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास गोरी विषय चढ़िया विषय चढ़िया तेरा से मदिया मुके बोलो हरि हरि मुके बोलो हरि हरि मुके बोलो हरि हरि देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवने नाय हे मन दयाल धाता पशु पाखी जूरे पाशन विदारे सुनी चार गुण गाता सुनिजार गुनगाता सुनिसार गुनगाता संसार मझिया रोहिली पोरिया से पादे नाहिलो आशा आपन करमा आपन करमा बुंझाए सामना कहो ए लोचन दासा कहो ए लोचन दास कहो हे लोचन दास जय गौरानिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरानिताय निताय गौर हरिबोल 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 निताय गौर हरिबोल आशीष श्री गौरताय जय
निताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरिबोल. थैंक यू प्रभुजी. सम टाइम्स वी आर फिजिकली आल्सो पास्ट maybe our past karma passing from a bad time Prabhuji, but when we hear Shishi Bhagavatam Katha, morning japa, Shishi Chaitanya Charanamrut from a pure-hearted soul like you and all the senior Vaishnava, Prabhuji, it's healing us. The pain is like a gayab. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very nice.
Krishna Prabhuji, there is one question on the messages.
Yeah.
And this is from a relatively new devotee. The question asked is, in the Bhagavad Gita introduction talks, it says Krishna is the Supreme. How to have faith that Krishna is really the Supreme?
How can we have a faith that Krishna is the real Supreme? Very nice. Basically, the whole world exists on a simple fundamental fact that we have faith on something. Faith is actually a science, even though scientists don't agree faith as a component to their thesis or analysis or a conclusion. For example, I mean, this is going to be a very eccentric example, but then for a baby to know who its father is, it has to have faith in the words of the mother. Is there anyone else in the world? I mean, don't tell that we can do DNA test and try to prove who my father is. That's all really a dry argument. But in the real sense, the real father for the baby can only be explained, taught, shown, relatively, build the relationships by mother. So, similarly, with respect to talking the subject matter of the Supreme Lord, we need to also have a mother who can actually reveal who our father is. If Krishna is our spiritual father, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so who can be explaining about our father in the best possible way? The mother. And who is the mother here? Shastras are the mother. Vedas are considered as mothers. Because Vedas are called Apaurusheya, faultless. I am not talking about the publications or publishers. Publishers are faulty. But the content is faultless. It is like hospital may have casualties. Treatment may be a failure. But the science of medicine is not a failure. The process is not wrong. People, according to their own acuteness of the pain, acuteness of the disease, they may have a different impact. But then the process is nice. So, Vedas explain that to us. And how do we know Vedas? Because Vedas are understood by bona fide personalities coming in the disciplic successions. Like for example, the mother teaches the son, my dear son, this is called a book. This is called a pen. This is called a mobile phone. This is a TV. This is car. This is scooter. So if the mother explains, and if the same understanding explanation is repeated by the son, is further repeated by his son, so the knowledge remains intact, even though we may have or may not have experienced, just because we heard from a bona fide source, so that the message remains complete. So the knowledge, Veda's knowledge, when it is repeated by a bona fide source through a bona fide process, then the knowledge validity and purity is intact. So that is why Vedas spoken in the disciplic succession and in the assembly of some expert men. That is why Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So this is the second reason. So first reason was that we need to have faith. Faith is definitely a underlying process if you want to understand Krishna. Because Krishna cannot be proved by typical whatever so-called gross process. Krishna being supreme can be experienced, can be revealed only by a very scientific process. And like how every science demands you for you to adhere to the process to get the results, we also recommend the first process is to have Shraddha. So if you see Arjuna, he before surrendering to Krishna, Arjuna's first decision was to surrender to Krishna, then ask questions. Unlike the so-called educated men, they would like to get all their questions answered, and if required, they will surrender. But in spiritual knowledge, Arjuna was surrendering, which means Arjuna had a Shraddha that the source of knowledge that I am receiving from is an absolute source. And when I am receiving an absolute knowledge from an absolute source, I am sure I will not be misdirected. That the same amount of Shraddha, if we put our faith in this process of the disciplic succession, then we will not get misdirected. The third and most important, as Prabhupada says, the result of the pudding is in the eating. That if we are doubtful, we have all the rights to have the doubts. But when you experience the process, if you ever have read the book called Nectar of Instructions, so Srila Prabhupada has written in the preface of Nectar of Instructions. He says, in one's spiritual affairs, the first and foremost duty is to control one's mind and intelligence. When one's mind and senses are purified, then everything pertaining to the spiritual understanding will be automatically and naturally revealed to such a person. So for us to understand the further finer aspects of Bhagavad Gita, so you need to also work on purifying our mind and senses. And how do we purify our mind and senses? That's the fourth point. As the prescription is given in the cover of the tablet that you buy. If you buy a tablet or if you buy any product, there is a prescription on how to use them. Similarly, when you are reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita tells you how to purify your mind and senses. And when you do your mind and senses purified, then the knowledge will be revealed. And this is experientiable. You don't need any other third person to come and prove the point to you. And most of us who are practicing Krishna consciousness, even though we may not have completely seen the ultimate truth to the end, for sure we have been given experience of the taste of the spirituality and the spiritual science. And I'm sure whoever you are, if you have the Shraddha, if you know that the knowledge is coming from the mother in the parampara, and if you are able to apply your process to control your mind and senses, then you are able to experience them. King of Knowledge, 9th chapter, 1st sloka. Rajavidya Rajagukyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartum Avyayam. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 1st sloka, he says, this is King of Knowledge and this is the most confidential knowledge. How come one person speaking in the middle of a war field amongst tens and thousands of soldiers publicly talking and says this is confidential? The reason this is confidential is, how much ever loud I speak, only when those who have surrendered and have Shraddha can understand. It is like an open book test. If you do not know which chapter the question is from, you can search through the entire book and still not find the answer. Nowadays, universities keep an open book examination, and that's the most toughest one. So, it's an open secret. Raja Vidya, Raja Gukhyam, Pavitram, this is transcendental. Uttamam, this is highest. Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. So, all these characteristics, it is not something that you have to believe in. Pratyaksha Vagamam. You can experience them. And what sort of experience you will get? Susukam Kartum Avyayam. Sukam means happiness. Susukam means super happiness. And you will experience them yourself. And all we are expecting you to do is stay put in this process. For sure, very soon, you will see the change. And by you staying putting into this, you do not have to lose anything. As Gauranga Prabhu once mentioned, that for going to hell, we have to spend a lot of money. We have to steal, we have to rob, we have to drink, we have to, you know, do all sorts of notorious things for which we need to spend money and energy. But for going to God and spirituality, everything is free. Hari Katha is free, holy name is free, prasadam is free, temple darshan is free, everything is free. And nothing is going to be taken away from you. So why not put yourselves through this wonderful experience? Maybe if it, you know, works, it works. If it doesn't work, then go back and see where you made mistake, because the process is absolute. So, I'm not sure if it makes some sense to you. If it is not, you can let me know and privately we can talk about it.
Thank you, Prabhu. That was a very comprehensive, very, very beautiful answer. Radhika Mataji, are you on the call?
Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, could you hear the entire answer, Mataji?
Yes. Yes, Mataji, I could hear the answer. Thank you, Prabhu, for clarifying. It was a new devotee from our Folsom class who had this question, so I definitely will pass it on to him.
Great, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we can end the call now. If there are no more questions.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Pancha Kalpataru
Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Be Vaishnavi Bhyona Monamaha Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Prabhupad Ki Jai Shri Shri Chaitan Charitamrata Ki Jai His Great Ram Giridhari Prabhu Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you all so much.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Hare Krishna.